This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An official in Yemen says a ballistic missile attack ripped through a military parade, killing at least 6 troops and 3 children. Reuters' David Doyle has details.
A missile struck a military parade in Yemen's southern town of Al-Dalia on Sunday, killing at least 5 and injuring others. That's according to Yemen's Security Belt Forces, a separatist group backed by the United Arab Emirates that fights against the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. The Security Belt Forces blamed the Houthis for the blast at the end of the military graduation parade, though there has been no claim of responsibility. The separatist-held town lies on the front line between the Houthis in the north and ousted President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi's internationally recognized government, backed by a Saudi-led coalition in the south. In 5 years of conflict since the Houthis ousted Hadi, thousands have been killed and millions pushed to the brink of famine.
That's David Doyle reporting. And New York authorities say 5 people were stabbed late Saturday night in Monsey, New York, at a rabbi's home during the celebration of the 7th night of Hanukkah. New York police say the man fled but was later apprehended. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says he considers this an act of terrorism.
It is domestic terrorism. These are people who intend to create mass harm, mass violence, generate fear based on race, color, creed. That is the definition of terrorism.
This is the latest and most violent in a string of anti-Semitic attacks in the greater New York City area in the last few days. You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. We have a mobile app. Also, this is VOA News. The U.S. says it has carried out military strikes in Iraq and Syria, targeting a militia blamed for an attack that killed an American contractor. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
U.S. forces conducted precision defensive strikes against 5 sites of an Iran and Iraq militia, according to a Defense Department statement. The U.S. blames the militia for a rocket barrage Friday that killed an American defense contractor at a military compound near Kirkuk in northern Iraq. Officials said attackers fired as many as 30 rockets in Friday's assault and that the strikes carried out by the U.S. will limit the group's ability to carry out future attacks on Americans and their allies. I'm Julie Walker.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called at a ruling party meeting for positive and offensive measures to ensure security ahead of a year-end deadline he set for denuclearization talks with the United States. That's according to state media KCNA. Earlier, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said he doesn't want to speculate about North Korea and its threat of a so-called Christmas gift, but he says the United States is ready for a long-range missile test or a nuclear test.
We'll reserve a judgment, but the United States will take action as we do in these situations, and if Kim Jong-un takes that approach, we'll be extraordinarily disappointed, and then we'll demonstrate that disappointment.
During an interview with ABC's This Week, O'Brien said the country would take appropriate action as a leading military and economic power if North Korea went ahead with such a test.
Kim Jong-un promised to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. We want to hold him to that commitment, and we hope he follows through with the commitment that he made in Singapore. But if he doesn't, we have other tools in the toolkit as the United States, and we'll use those as necessary.
North Korea has warned of a so-called Christmas gift if the United States didn't meet an end-of-the-year deadline to soften its stance on nuclear talks that have been stalled since February. A fresh Taliban attack in Afghanistan has killed 17 pro-government forces, even as the insurgent group is reported to be mulling over a brief ceasefire to try and seal a foreign troop withdrawal deal with the United States. The overnight deadly insurgent attack targeted a security outpost in northeastern Takhar province. And the Associated Press has picked Lizzo as the Entertainer of the Year. Ed Donahue has her story.
Lizzo has dominated the pop, R&B, and rap charts with Truth Hurts and 'Cause I Love You. It's all coming 6 years after release of her first album, and she's received praise for her live performances. Lizzo was the leading contender in the upcoming Grammy Awards.
You're listening to VOA News.